before working with Woody, I knew him as most people know him as the voice of the Tar Heels. Strangely enough, in comparison to many people, I didn't know about Woody at all before coming down to Chapel Hill. I'm a Columbus, Ohio native. And in one of my first semesters at Hinton James, Woody Durham came and spoke to the people on our floor to get people excited about the upcoming football season and the basketball season. And a lot of people were really excited, and I didn't really know why, because I didn't know, okay, this guy who does the radio, all right. I didn't realize at the time what a big deal Woody Durham was as the voice of the Tar Heels, and how unusual it was that he came down and spoke in the lounge in our dorm to the people who were getting excited about the season. So that was my first encounter with him. And then, of course, I heard him during the years that I was at Carolina, and heard he and Mick Mixon calling games. Then shortly after college, during a brief time in college, I interned at WCHL. And I can't remember if I had much contact with Woody then. I don't think so, unless it was just, oh, hey, there's Woody Durham. But then in 1994, right around the election time, I came back to WCHL as the news director. And so then for the next 3.5 years, I worked pretty closely with Woody. In fact, I joked with a number of people who, if the name Woody Durham would come up in conversation, I would say, well, depending on whether Gene was awake or not, I was either the first or second person to see Woody every morning, because I would see him when he rolled in to WCHL to do the morning sports, and I'd give him his AP copy. And one of the most interesting things about Woody, I put this up on social media, is that most people remember him for play-by-play, and of course I remember him for play-by-play too. But the thing I remember him most for was the masterful way that he put together morning sportscasts, because he would come in to his studio, he would have some Associated Press copy that we'd print out for him. He would have then the stuff that he put together from his own work, and there would be a bunch of little scraps of paper. And he would set out these little scraps of paper and the AP copy, and he'd get together his sound, which at that time was on audio carts, which for people who don't know carts, look at the 8-track. And he had these cart machines that you'd play the carts in. And he would assemble this stuff together. And you would think, oh, this is going to be a train wreck about to happen. But as soon as that mic went on, and Woody started his sportscast, you would have thought he had spent 45 minutes typing up this elaborate sportscast with all of these allusions to past games and football and basketball history, and would weave in all of this material in there. And 95% of that was just his memory bank of all of the things he had seen and done over the years. And then he would put in some new pieces of information here and there. He would throw in the sound bites as time went on, and he would put together something. It was just amazing. And people who were not in the studio would think, okay, Woody Durham doing this great sportscast. We expect that because he's this top-notch play-by-play guy. But those of us who were in there and actually saw how it worked were just amazed, because he would put this together. And I saw the raw material. The raw material was a bunch of little scraps of paper that were hard to read, some AP copy that was sometimes hard to read depending on whether I had filled the printer cartridge recently or not. And then the 95% or more of it was just Woody's mind in action, putting all these pieces together. So that was a thrill. It was definitely a learning experience working with him. And I was with him during some major changes at WCHL when we moved from using the entire building there on Franklin Street to just the basement. And so for the last bit of time that I worked with him, we were sharing a studio that had once basically been a closet, and seeing Woody work his magic in there was a thrill as well.